Genesis. God said, "Let the water teem with an abundance of living creatures, and on earth let birds fly beneath the dome of the sky." And so it happened. God created the great sea monsters and all kinds of swimming creatures with which the water teems, and all kinds of winged birds. God saw how good it was, and God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile, multiply, and fill the water of the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." Evening came, and morning followed, the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth all kinds of living creatures, cattle, creeping things, and wild animals of all kinds." And so it happened. God made all kinds of wild animals, all kinds of cattle, and all kinds of creeping things of the earth. God saw how good it was. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle, and over all the wild animals and all the creatures that crawl on the ground." God created man in his image. In the divine image, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, saying, "Be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the living things that move on the earth." God also said, "See, I give you every seed-bearing plant all over the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit on it to be your food, and to all the animals of the land, all the birds of the air, and all the living creatures that crawl on the ground, I give all the green plants for food." And so it happened. God looked at everything he had made, and he found it very good. Evening came, and morning followed, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all their array were completed. Since on the seventh day God was finished with the work he had been doing, he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had undertaken. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work he had done in creation. Such is the story of the heavens and the earth at their creation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth.
O Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth.
When I behold your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you set in place, what is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. You have made him little less than the angels and crowned him with the glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. All sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, and whatever swims the paths of the seas. O Lord, our God, how wonderful you are in all the earth.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat anything without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And in coming from the marketplace, they do not eat anything without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" And he responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have given for me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your traditions that you have handed on. And you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we go from Hebrews to Genesis. And here, when we're looking at Genesis, beginning yesterday, of course, he talks about everything he makes, and it is good, it is good, it is good. When he makes man and woman, it is very good. Huh? Now again, you ever see my car parked outside? I drive a burgundy Grand Cherokee, and the license plate of my car says, "You are good," because we're created in the image and likeness of God. So Protestants believe man is basically evil. Catholics have always believed man is basically good, even though a lot of Catholics believe man is basically evil too. They're just not right in theology. But he created us. Why are we good? Because we're created in the image and likeness of Almighty God. That's why even an atheist, if given a choice between good and evil, will always choose the good, even if it's an apparent good. Basic Catholic theology. We are good because we're created in God's image. Now, God is love, so that means if we're going to live as Catholics and we're going to live out our vocation, we're called to be people of love. Now, if you go to the gospel, Jesus is the incarnation of love. But Jesus wasn't nice, was he? He was loving. He kicked them in the butt because they needed a kick in the butt. But you couldn't go around and say, "Oh, Jesus was the nicest person I ever met." He called the people hypocrites today, and they were just doing the things they've always done. He says, "You make your what you do tradition." This can be in our parishes, both here and there. This is the way we've always done it. This is the way things are done. So what does God say? Doesn't matter. This is the way things are done. This is the way we do things. It matters a lot. God says, "I want you to love everybody. I want you to make sure everybody feels welcome. I want you to make sure that you don't exist for yourself, but you exist for everybody else." Huh? Really? Really. God isn't nice, but God is loving. And God will always challenge us to be more loving, to be like him. So let's examine our consciences today. Am I a person of love? Meaning, do I put other people before me? Would I willingly die for others? That's what God's calling me to. And that isn't giving up your life at the end. It's dying for others every day. I know it's hard. Me too. May it you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as always for our Holy Father.